10 Indians. After 1/4 of July, Nick, driving home late from town, in the big wagon with Joe Garner and his family, passed 9 drunken Indians along the road. He remembered there were 9 because Joe Garner, driving along in the dusk, pulled up the horses, jumped down into the road, and dragged an Indian out of the wheel rut. The Indian had been asleep, face down in the sand. Joe dragged him into the bushes and got back up on the wagon box.
"That makes 9 of them," Joe said, "just between here and the edge of town."
"Them Indians," said Mrs. Garner. Nick was on the back seat with the 2 Garner boys. He was looking out from the back seat to see the Indian where Joe had dragged him alongside of the road.
"Was it Billy Tabshaw?" Carl asked.
"No. His pants looked mighty like Billy."
"All Indians wear the same kind of pants."
"I didn't see him at all," Frank said. "Pa was down into the road and back up again before I seen a thing. I thought he was killing a snake."
"Plenty of Indians will kill snakes tonight, I guess," Joe Garner said.
"Them Indians," said Mrs. Garner. They drove along. The road turned off from the main highway and went up into the hills. It was hard pulling for the horses, and the boys got down and walked. The road was sandy. Nick looked back from the top of the hill by the schoolhouse. He saw the lights of Petoskey and, off across Little Traverse Bay, the lights of Harbor Springs. They climbed back in the wagon again.
"They ought to put some gravel on that stretch," Joe Garner said.
The wagon went along the road through the woods. Joe and Mrs. Garner sat close together on the front seat. Nick sat between the 2 boys. The road came out into a clearing.
"Right here was where Pa ran over the skunk.
It was further on."
"It don't make no difference where it was," Joe said without turning his head. "One place is just as good as another to run over a skunk."
"I saw 2 skunks last night," Nick said.
"Where?"
"Down by the lake. They were looking for dead fish along the beach."
"They were coons, probably," Carl said.
"They were skunks. I guess I know skunks."
"You ought to," Carl said. "You got an Indian girl."
"Stop talking that way, Carl," said Mrs. Garner.
"Well, they smell about the same."
Joe Garner laughed.
"You stop laughing, Joe," Mrs. Garner said. "I won't have Carl talk that way."
"Have you got an Indian girl, Nicky?" Joe asked.
"No."
"He has 2, Pa," Frank said.
"Prudence Mitchell's his girl."
"She's not. He goes to see her every day."
"I don't."
Nick, sitting between the 2 boys in the dark, felt hollow and happy inside himself to be teased about Prudence Mitchell.
"She ain't my girl,"
he said.
Listen to him, said Carl. I see them together every day.
Carl can't get a girl, his mother said. Not even a squaw.
Carl was quiet.
Carl ain't no good with girls, Frank said.
You shut up,